Now, if the function achieves the maximum at the omega frequency omega zero, then we can do a singular decomposition. Then we can write it in the summation form. Okay, let's say it's rank equal to r. Then we get r terms. Now, what is you need to do is to notice that the first term is a large single value and multiply u1 v1. Okay, and u1 is a column vector, v1 is a column vector, and v star is a row vector. Okay. And of course, u1 v1 are unit vectors, so we can write the vector in a special form, writing each component in terms of the magnitude of phase. So in this case, we're going to take two special different cases. We can consider whether omega equals infinity or is a finite number. Okay, let's say omega zero is a finite number, so it's less than infinity. So we're going to write a v1 as a complex function that depends on the frequency of omega 0, of course. Then we can write it as the magnitude of phase. Now, we can always adjust the alphas by choosing positive or negative numbers so that thetas, all the thetas are in a angle of minus pi and 0. This is always can be done. If it's not, you can just switch the sign of alphas so you can change the angle of theta. Then, since theta is an angle of minus pi and zero, then we can always find a beta for each theta and omega zero. Okay, given each theta, we can always find a beta such that theta I equal to beta I minus j omega zero over beta I plus j omega zero. This can always be done, because the right the function over there actually gives you angle of minus pi to zero for a suitably chosen beta i's. So this can always be done. Even in a special case when you take theta I equal to zero, then we can basically take beta I goes to infinity. Of course, in that case, you just take the right function as equal to one, so that's it. You don't really need to construct that. But in any case, in this case, we can find an f function. We can find an f function that in a special form that has all the alpha 1, beta 1, minus s, and so on. Now, each function, if you look at each one of a beta I minus s and beta I plus s, is an all-pass function. So it has magnitude group 1 and has the phase of exactly equal to theta I at omega frequency. Okay, if you take s equal to j omega 0, so it's exactly that phase you want to construct it. So if you evaluate f at j omega 0, you will get a v1 vector. Okay, and here we're going to choose f hat s to be a very special function. We're going to describe it in the next page.